President Biden says he'll meet with Russia's leader if he doesn't invade Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Biden-Putin meeting would happen after Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets his Russian counterpart later this week.
We're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Blinken on CNN's State of the Union.
According to two senior officials, the U.S. has intelligence that Russian commanders were given orders to proceed with an invasion of Ukraine. It's illustrated by Maxar satellite images showing Russian armored equipment and troops moving into new attack positions. And in a letter published by the Washington Post, a U.S. ambassador wrote to the U.N., "We have credible information that indicates Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation."
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Russia, which demands NATO not let Ukraine join, says it's not planning to invade. Though there is fighting in eastern Ukraine involving Russian-backed separatists. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed over the weekend. COVID's record Omicron wave remains on the wane, declining a fifth week in a row across America with about 100,000 cases a day. 5 weeks ago, it was more than seven times that. COVID deaths have dropped a third week in a row. One COVID infection in Britain is getting a lot of attention. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
And Dave, Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth intends to carry on working after testing positive for COVID-19. Announcing the news, the palace said the 95-year-old had mild, cold-like symptoms. It's understood she is triple vaccinated. Among those sending best wishes, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia, where the Queen is head of state.
We wish her a full recovery. And there are a few more resilient people than Her Majesty.
The Queen's son, Prince Charles, also caught COVID earlier this month. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Amid all the tension over Russia and Ukraine and a possible invasion, there's disagreement over when to impose the punishment the U.S. is threatening.
In Munich on Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked out loud what the U.S. is waiting for. Vice President Kamala Harris said she understands.
This country is virtually surrounded by, I think, most reasonable people would believe, hostile troops.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox Sunday advocating for strong measures.
We should sanction their biggest banks. We should impose secondary dollar sanctions on them as well. We should remove them from the international financial system.
However, on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the danger of imposing sanctions too soon.
As soon as you trigger the sanctions, of course, any deterrent effect they may have is gone. They get absorbed.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Amid rising crime in New York City, a man with a long criminal record is in jail, charged with punching a four-year-old boy in the head in Times Square.
His mother tackling and holding him down until police arrived. There's been a 75% increase in transit crime in New York, many occurring in the city's subways. And overall, crime is up 38% since this time last year. And in Chicago, a mother turns her 18-year-old son in, marching him down to the police station after spotting him in a surveillance photo after a train conductor was robbed at gunpoint.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. On Wall Street, it'll be quiet. No trading on this President's Day. After last week's selling that dragged the Dow and the Nasdaq down almost 2% each. It's NASCAR's most famous race.
The 64th Daytona 500 is underway.
And in the end on Fox, rookie Austin Cindric drove away the winner of the NASCAR season opener. And Team LeBron won the NBA All-Star game, edging out Team Durant 163-160. Steph Curry was the MVP, scoring 50 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.